You're listening to the Passporter Moms Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 279 of the Passporter Moms Podcast, Disney and Beyond. I'm Jennifer Marks, Passporter author and Passporter Mom.
And I'm Sarah Varney, Passporter News Editor and fellow Passporter Mom.
The Passporter Moms Podcast takes you to Disney every week. We offer tips and advice for all travelers, with or without kids, going to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, and destinations in the U.S. and abroad. So, hey, we have exciting news.
We do.
do you want to make the announcement?
No, you do it.
Okay. So, Sarah and I have decided to run the Princess 5K in 2016.
That's right.
I know. So that's a Run Disney event on February 20th, which is really exciting because, Sarah, you've already done a 5K, as we all know. Mm-hmm. I haven't. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. I think I'm going to try to register for the 10K as well. I think really? I'm going to do both.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ambitious. That's very cool. Yeah.
Well, I finished last year's 5K and thought, oh, I wish I'd registered for the 10K. So I'm going to mm-hmm. I'm gonna take myself up on that challenge.
Excellent.
Now, these races do sell out pretty quickly. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to register for both races, right. But I'm going to try.
Right. So, and tickets go on sale July 14th, which leads us to the fact that we're hoping that those who are maybe already planning on doing the Princess, it's called the Princess Half Marathon Weekend?
Princess Half Marathon Weekend.
Yeah, that's what we call it. Okay. Those of you who are already planning to do it or maybe have been thinking about doing a Run Disney event, whether it's, you know, again or for the first time or even just want to come at that time of the year, which is like a popular time. I often go at that time of the year. Anyways, we're hoping that you will join us. We're going to have some meets on that weekend. And of course, if you're in the 5K or the 10K with Sarah, we could do stuff together. And it would be awesome.
Yeah, we're excited. Yeah.
Yes, we are very excited. So, and we're going to be staying at French Quarter, in fact. So if you really wanted to see us.
So we can run and then get beignets.
No, isn't that perfect? Terrible
priorities.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you couldn't get the beignets first because they're not open that early in the morning. Okay. You have to wait till you get back.
You want beignets before you're doing any sort of type of exercise or anything. You want beignets and then like a nap.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like fun. Yeah. So next February, then the weekend is like the 18th through the 21st or something mm-hmm. like that. So, yep. And it's a really popular Run Disney event. So and. Like you said, the tickets can sell out like in a matter of hours. So if you want to do this, you need to get that date on your calendar and be prepared to be there at whatever time they go on sale, which I don't even happen to know. Do you know?
It's typically noon Eastern
time. Noon Eastern time. Okay. And we'll talk about that as we get closer to.
Yeah, but we will.
Yeah. And if you want to come hang out with us, if you're going to be there anyways, whatever, please let us know so we can, you know, make sure that we all get together and do cool stuff together.
That's right. Yeah. And I just a little plug for myself. I don't do this very often, but I will just say MEI and Mouse Band Travel has group rates for hotels.
That's right. And our French Quarter stay is on the group rates for them. Yes. So, which is
even
awesome.
Even though Disney is not booking 2016 yet, we already have group rates for those dates. And they're pretty good, actually.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Contact your MEI and Mouse Band Travel Planner today. Exactly. That's the only way to get those group rates.
Yep. Yeah, it was a good rate for French Quarter, I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, am going to be listening to the Mickey Mouse podcast,
yes.
Which we highly recommend.
Yes. Absolutely. So we recommend that you also do that. Yeah. And we're hoping that we can have those folks on our podcast as we prepare and get ourselves psyched up for the races. So,
yes, absolutely. We're going to be having Mike and or Michelle on in the coming months. And, you know, they have great information. They have done tons and tons and tons of Run Disney events and run tons of races. I've just done, you know, the 5K so far. And this will be Jennifer's first.
Yep.
But really, I think what we need to buckle down and decide is costumes or no costumes.
Oh my gosh, we're totally making costumes. I mean, even if you don't want a costume, I'm making a costume. I'm sorry.
You're making costumes or you are making costumes
I can make costumes. I can totally do that. That would be fun. Are you kidding?
We have to do costumes.
Well, we
right?
have to figure out what character our costumes would be. Yeah. So I have to give that some thought.
Now, is Alexander going to try to do it with
you? Yeah, so that's the plan.
Yep, right, do it.
And I'll be registering him, even mm-hmm. if he's on the fence about it. And then so we'll, right? And then, you know, I have lots of time. I mean, he is kind of on the fence about it, but I really think it would be awesome for him to do it with us. So
I hope so. Yeah. Ryan's all in. He's excited.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. Yeah, Alexander is like me. He doesn't really like running, but I've explained to him, you know, that we can, you know, fast walk it and that sort of thing. So
that's what I said. We decided that my husband wants to run the 5K.
Okay.
I'm not. I'll wave to the back of him. So we've planned that Ryan will probably walk with me mm-hmm. that day. Mm-hmm. And then Sean, I think, they're not going to do the 10K. So then he'll be with Sean while I'm walking the 10K the next day. So we're sort of tag team parenting. You
know? There we go. That works,
I'll take him for the 5K. You take him for the 10K.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Right. This is a great family activity, I think. I mean, 5K really, really isn't that far. So.
No. And the 5Ks actually used to be referred to as the family fun run.
That's right.
Sort of refer to them that way anymore for a variety of reasons, but it is absolutely appropriate. There was tons of kids doing it mm-hmm. when I did it during marathon weekend last mm-hmm. year. So mm-hmm.
yeah, so super exciting. Yay. It feels good to have committed finally after all these years of talking about it.
That's right. Yes. Strap on the Fitbits and get out there and get moving.
That's right. So please let us know if you would like to join us.
Yeah, we would love you from listeners and love to get, you know, see you in person. Yeah. And
exactly. All right. So, and the Passport of Wellness podcast is sponsored by our friends over at All Ears Net, and they have they have so much Star Wars Weekends coverage. It's awesome. They've got photo galleries and videos and guides and maps. They also have more information on the Rebel Hangar. I think you mentioned that last week. That's the new lounge that's just really open during Star Wars Weekend's time frame.
Yep.
Okay, so they have Darth Vader waffles and Dagobah swamp juice.
Yep.
And there's also like a dark side chocolate martini.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds like fun. I love Star Wars.
The menu
Weekends.
Looked really fun.
Yeah.
It looked really, really cute.
So. Darth Vader waffles. I mean,
come on. Take a bite out of the dark side.
Yeah, and that's starting, let's see, what's today? Is today the 15th?
Today is the 19th.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I don't even know what the day is. So, Star Wars Weekend opened last weekend.
There we go.
Yes. So that was with Emperor Palpatine.
And actually, the Rebel Hangar originally, when they announced it, was only going to be available on the weekends, but it actually is available.
It is for the whole time. Yeah, because we were wondering about that. Cool.
Yep.
And then also on All Ears, they have What to Expect at Walt Disney World's Coolest Summer Ever 24-Hour Party. That's a blog post. And they also have news on 13 more retailers and eateries that have been announced for Disney Springs, and I made a list of them because I thought it was kind of cool. So they've got Zara, Tommy Bahama, Lily,
yay!
Pulitzer.
Sorry.
I don't even know that star. You'll have to tell me what it is.
I love Lily. Yeah, go ahead.
Uniqlo, Pandora, UGG, The Occitane, Edward Byner, and then for eateries they have Edison, Sprinkles, Blaze, Fest Fired Pizza, Vivoli, Gelateria, and Tea Traders Cafe by Jeffries. Yeah. Okay, so wait, I think I know what Lily Pulitzer is. It's like she's like a designer. Is she the one that did this stuff for Target?
Yes.
Okay.
That I was losing my mind about on Facebook.
Yes, which is the only reason I know about it because you posted about it.
2 a.m.
Yes. And then didn't get it. Right?
Yes, was so annoyed. Yeah. Well, yes, that was a whole big debacle. But I love my Lily. it's very, very colorful. It started as sort of resort wear, cruise wear. Uh-huh. It's very popular down south, Florida, South Carolina, that area. Mm-hmm. It's super, super, super colorful. So,
I like colorful.
Yeah, my
stuff very is really
cute.
Bright.
So I love the juxtaposition though of Lily Pulitzer, which is, you know, essentially resort wear,
right.
And then Uggs.
Oh, I know that seems like a unusual choice. Like sheepskin boots in Florida.
Well, they're not all boots. Yeah,
do they have other things too?
Oh yeah, I live in my UGG driving moccasins. Like literally from like October through. I just put them away a couple weeks ago. Yeah. So, they have flip flops. They have shoes, boots, everything. But they are all sort of sheepskin. So that's mm-hmm. I think of that as being a northern thing. But
I do too. I mean, because sheepskin is warm. So
yeah. But you know Floridians, as soon as it goes below 60, they're dragging out.
That's like, true. That's true. You know? It's temperature is quite relative, depending on where you are and what you're used to. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, read all about all of that at allears.net and see their Star Wars weekend videos at youtube.com/AllEarsNet. All right, so what's going on this week with our news?
Oh, it's all Disney Cruise all day long.
I heard.
I'm living and breathing and eating Disney Cruise Line this week. Yes. So finally, Disney Cruise Line has announced their fall 2016 sailings, and they are returning to New York City. Ah. So very, very, very exciting. And then they're also going back to Galveston and Miami, Florida for select sailings. Mm-hmm. The big one is sort of this magic sailings that they're doing. So there's the 5-night Canada New England cruise, as well as 8-night. 1 8-night Bahamas cruise and then 3 7-night Bahamas cruises. So those awesome. Are all out of New York City.
Cool.
And then Miami will be doing Eastern and Western Caribbean sailings for the first time. And then the Wonder will be out of Galveston again in the fall and will do 4-night and 7-night Caribbean cruises. So
awesome. Just bringing the Disney cruise to people in more ports. It's kind of yes. cool, you know?
Yeah. And so for those of us in the Northeast, mm-hmm. you know, the New York cruises are fantastic because no airfare is right. needed. So that's really nice.
Right.
I was sort of hoping that maybe that would be like a savings. So far, it's cheaper to fly to Florida. Yes, gold and platinum members are able to book the day that we are recording this, which is today, May 19th. Mm-hmm. And by the time you guys all hear this, it'll be available for everyone.
All right. Awesome.
Very exciting. And then more cruise news, although this time it's Adventures by Disney River Cruises. They have added 2 river cruise dates to their itineraries in 2016. So they've added an August 4th, 7-night Danube cruise, and then a December 15th Danube cruise. The December 15th one is a Christmas markets cruise. So it includes wow. stops at Christmas markets in Budapest and Vienna.
Wow. So
very, very cool. Those are very popular. I mean, dates started selling out immediately.
I'll bet.
Yeah. I would love
to do those. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. I collect German nutcrackers, so to get to go to those Christmas markets mm-hmm. for me would be, that's like a big bucket list item. So someday. Yeah. And then last but not least, and this actually might be the biggest news of all. This is very exciting. People have been wanting this for a really long time. Chef Mickey's is going to be offering brunch.
Wow.
Now, yeah. Beginning May 31st, it will be cool. available. You can make reservations beginning May 22nd, and brunch will be available every day from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. So they're calling it brunch instead of lunch. The reason is what they're doing is combining basically select items from the breakfast buffet and select items from the dinner buffet and making them available in the middle of the day.
I see.
This is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I mean, Chef Mickey's is a very tough reservation
it
to
is.
Get. Because it was only breakfast and dinner. So the fact that it's now going to be available basically throughout the day is just really, really good news.
Yeah, hopefully that will ease that difficult ticket nature, too.
Yeah, I hope so. The dining thing is getting a little out of hand. It's really, I mean, even, especially with free dining for the fall.
Right.
You know, I have clients who are going in November and, you know, listeners and people who, you know, I talk to and they're saying, you know, they can't even get reservations at these, you know, supposedly easy to get places mm-hmm. for dinner, mm-hmm. you know, for certain dates in November. It's, you know, because everybody's on the dining plan. So
right. And that's certainly one of the drawbacks of it. It's just because they're all doing it.
Right.
Right. Especially those free dining plan periods.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get into restaurants. So
yeah. And it's difficult for people to understand because, you know, I've had people say to me, well, so, I mean, is it going to be really crowded that week? And it's like, no, it's not a crowded week.
Right.
It's because even if every single room at Walt Disney World were booked, mm-hmm. that still doesn't come close to filling the parks, right? Mm-hmm. There's only
That's
so many.
Right.
You know,
That's right.
It's, mm-hmm. it's, but it's difficult, for, you know, it's just that literally every single person has a dining plan and mm-hmm. is determined to use it.
That's
and they
right.
all use it at dinner because they've all listened to us say, use it for dinner because you get the most bang for your buck
That's
that
right.
way. You know,
yeah.
so.
It didn't used to be that way. It used to be a lot easier. So, and a lot of people just think about the way it was, not the way
yes,
it is.
That's
and that's
exactly
tough
what
sometimes.
Said to me yesterday, she said, I have been going the same week in November for 20 years. Mm-hmm. It has never been like this. I mm-hmm. said, I know. I get mm-hmm. it. I get it. It's different. So, but this is fantastic. Like, solutions like this are great because now, boom, there's a whole extra meal that
right.
you know people can
exactly.
take advantage of. So,
yep.
I'm excited.
I like to see Disney doing more of this to relieve that pressure. It would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you're going to push the dining plan and you're going to offer it
right.
to everybody, it's then really frustrating for guests to feel like they're not able to use it the way they want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, really. Exactly.
It's a good solution. Yep. And then in articles, we have, speaking of the dining plan, Cheryl Pendry's review of Citrico's at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort. She'd been there previously, and it wasn't high on her list. When she went back, did it improve? Gonna have to read to find out. And then an article by Don Steinfeld on viewing wishes from a different perspective. So different places to view wishes from.
Oh, nice. It's,
you know, the beach of the Polynesian or the Grand California,
the Grand Floridian.
California Grill.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It would be really hard to see wishes from the Grand California.
Yes, it would be.
That'd be a little tough. So Fastburger News comes out every week on Thursday and includes news, tips, and contests. I can always use articles. You can reach me at news@passporter.com for the guidelines. And it's been a little slow on tips all of a sudden. We had that big burst. You put it in the newsletter, and then it sort of slowed down again.
I will put it in the newsletter again this week. Yeah.
And you can upload your tips at passporter.com/desk under my tips.
You had a great idea to talk about the top 5 dates to remember when planning your Walt Disney World vacation. And you came up with 5 dates, and I've come up with 5 dates. So we really have 5 each, which I think is pretty awesome.
I think that's pretty impressive, because I was thinking we would just do a collective 5, but yeah, no, you had to take it further.
Well, usually when we do a top 5, we both contribute 5. So I dug up 5 more.
Yeah. That's what's not fair, though, is I always put my list in first.
So it's true, you do. It's okay. That's okay. That's totally fine. If you came up with the idea, you get to make the list first.
There you go. That's right.
Actually, you know what I do is, well, for this case, I needed to see what kind of dates you were talking about, because at first I thought, oh, you mean like dates to avoid going, like Christmas or, you know.
Well, that's another good topic. We'll do
right.
That.
Yeah, so because a lot of times people don't think that a particular holiday or, you know, government day off might actually be an issue, right? So we should do that someday, just talk about, you know, dates you need to consider, right?
Yeah.
But in fact, you're talking about things like how far in advance to do things or that kind of thing, which I think is great. So I usually don't look so that we get different things, but in this case, I totally looked.
I don't mind if you peek.
So we can actually just go sort of in order. I think you can do one of yours and I can do one of mine. It should work out pretty good.
All right.
So this is sort of an ultimate timeline or an ideal timeline for, like, if you are on top of everything, right? Just right there waiting for it to happen. This is kind of how you could do it, right? That's how. I don't follow this myself. Unfortunately, some things you can't help, but I'm not really an advanced planner these days.
No comment.
No. As Sarah well knows, as I email her a month before, I'm like, hey, can you find me a room, please?
My favorite is always the night before. We drove faster than
we I know, and now we need a room.
Yeah, every time.
It's true.
I need to just be ready and just book you a room now.
Yeah.
just pay no attention to what day you're saying and book you a room for the night before.
Well, I always like to factor in that extra travel time, but then I'm really quite a, I'm a very, so to speak, driven person. So I'm really like pretty much right there. I'm there. I'm not really dinking around. I'm there. So I didn't need the extra time. And then, oh, well, you know, I don't want to stay like in Georgia. I want to be in Orlando. I don't, you know, I just want to be there where it all is. So you could do that. You could just stop. But last in February, I did stop before, like an hour before, and it worked out fine.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and start with your first one?
All right, so I'll start with my one that is sort of furthest out, and I sort of did these in order of how far in advance they are. And this is the number one question I've been getting for a very long time is, when can I book 2016 travel? Mm-hmm. This is a very good question, and the answer is not a hard and fast one. It changes every year. Summers, it has been August of, you know, the previous year. Right. Some years it has been June of the previous year. It's been June for the last few years, so I am anticipating that it will be June again this year, but there's just no guarantee. But historically, it is summer the previous year. So summer 2015 for 2016 travel.
Yeah, and that's kind of tough for people, I think. to understand, because a lot of people like to plan really far in advance. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is, we're always pushing this. So, you know, it's summer and the date's not out yet and you want to go in January. That's like 6 months away. Right. Right? That's just something that you have to factor in, yeah. just how it and works.
And Disney does try really hard to make sure mm-hmm. that they have the rates available 6 months from January 1st so that those people who are planning those days can make their reservations 180 right. days in advance. So that's why we typically see them in June. Right. But it is sort of difficult when we tell people, you know, make sure you're planning at least 180 days in advance. Make sure you plan it in advance. All right,
exactly.
And then they go, okay, well, I want to go in January 2016. And I respond that, right. ooh, we can't actually, no, yeah. we can't do that.
Yeah, I knew that. Hurry up and wait. Hurry up That's and right. wait.
But what I do is I make a list. I've got my little list. I can see mm-hmm. it right here. And then as soon as it comes available, I just let everybody know, okay, here we go. And what the nice thing is unlike Disney Cruise Line, who sort of gives us like, you know, a few months at a time. And then,
It's all of the year.
The whole year. Yeah. The whole year. So that's really nice.
Yeah, totally. The few months, the little dribble of available time to book is kind of frustrating. Just tell us. Just give it all to us. All right. So the next one that I came up with is kind of like that one, only it's Passporter. So because the question I get all the time and I'm now starting to get is, when can I pre-order the next edition? Actually, I got that one months ago.
Oh, I was about to say, did you? Like, it just came out. My gosh.
I know. I got it in April. So and it's normal. It happens every year. So basically, the date depends on when I send it to the printer and have the online edition ready. But typically, it's summer or fall of the year before it comes out. And it usually comes out in the end of the year or the start of the year. So I'm not going to have it available for pre-order anytime. I think the earliest I did it is June 1 year. That is really early.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. And, but don't expect it really. I would say September is like a pretty good, I like to do the $1 book sale in August. I do that almost every August. And then usually I put the Walt Disney World book into pre-order in September or so. So just hang in there. That's when you can pre-order it.
And you don't want to do pre-orders months and months and months in advance, because then people get frustrated.
That's right.
Like, well, because I ordered the book so long ago.
Exactly. It's difficult because also people will forget about it. And then, you know, months later, they forget. They're not really keeping track of it, right? And it doesn't show up because, the mail system is not always as 100% reliable as we would like it to be. Mm. And then a couple months later, like, hey, I ordered that book and I never got it. And then they contact me. And of course, you know, we always reship it, but then, you know, it's kind of, you kind of forget about it, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I like to limit that period, you know, to when something reasonable. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So what's your next one?
So my next one is, when can you book dining reservations? Mm-hmm. And this is, seems like it should be a straightforward answer, and it's not. It's 180 days in advance. There are so many people out there who think it is 190 days in advance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not.
And I think that's because, yeah, go ahead.
The reason they think that is it is commonly referred to as the 180 plus 10 rule. Right. So you can book up to 10 days of your vacation 180 days from the day you check in. Mm-hmm. People see 180 plus 10 and think it's 190, which is a logical,
absolutely is, right.
Except there are even cast members, I think I've said this on the podcast before, there are even cast members that will perpetuate this notion, mm-hmm. that will say to guests, you know, especially new ones, bless their hearts, you know, oh, did you know you can book, I've had cast members say this to me, to a travel planner, oh, you know, you can book your clients 190 days in advance. Like, no, mm-hmm. you can't. And they don't believe me. And finally, I end up saying, well, could you just confirm that with guest services for me, because I would really, if I'm giving my clients wrong information, right, I'd right. like to know that. And then right. bless her heart, she came back and was like, well, I just learned something new today, you know. Bless her heart, you know. But it's that's how common it is that people right. think it's 190 days in advance. It's right. not. It is 180 days from the day you check in.
Right.
Here's my favorite website to use for this, www.pscalculator.net. Oh, yeah,
totally. Yep, excellent site for that.
Yep.
I agree. Good. Yeah. So, all right. Well, my next one is related to that. So, and it actually refers to the 190 days. So what you should be doing 190 days in advance is obviously not booking yet because you still got to wait. But you should be knowing what you're going to book, okay? And that, and actually, in my case, even though I do this in a much shorter time frame, it can take several days because I'm looking at, you have to look up what historically park hours would have been, because we often don't necessarily know quite. And do we know 180 days in advance? Sometimes...
Disney tries.
Yes. It's not 100%. Sometimes, right, exactly. So sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't. You need to pick your park days. You need to pick, because I always match up my park days to the restaurants. That's, yes. You know, you don't want to be taking the bus for 2 hours to get somewhere. So I come up with my plan before it's time to book, so that I can book and it can go smoothly, especially if you're doing it right at that 180 day mark and you're hoping for coveted reservations. You need to be able to just hit the ground running on that 180 day mark. So, you know, and you can certainly do this a little earlier, but you're limited by what information is available. So that's what I say is that 190 days, make sure you got yourself a plan for what you would like to, what you're hoping to get, that sort of thing.
And don't forget, you can book online 6 a.m. Eastern time.
Yep.
And if you wait until, 6:30, trust me, VR guest is gone.
I love booking online. I'm so happy now to be able to do that instead of calling. I just have to say, I never like calling.
Yeah.
I like booking online.
It's so much easier.
It is. It is. Plus, you can actually see information there that you just... Like, it was just not available to you before. Like, you can, available reservation times, whereas before they just give you maybe a couple where you can get, several now and whatever. Anyways, I'm getting off topic. Okay, what's your next one?
So my next one is FastPass Plus. You can book FastPass Plus 60 days in advance if you are staying at a Walt Disney World resort.
Right. Okay. And 30 days if you're not.
30 days if you're not.
Right. Yep. Yep, that's a big one, because there's some super popular things out there that if you want, like Anna and Elsa, I think that they're still really popular. Even it's been like a year. You need to get that as soon as you can. So then my third date refers to that. So if based on whether you are staying on property or not, so the 60 or 30 days in advance, you need to make sure you have your Walt Disney World tickets in advance, so that you can, especially if you're ordering from, Maple Leaf Tickets or Undercover Tourist or whatever, so that you can get your number plugged into My Disney Experience so that you can make your fast pass.
Yep.
So do it with enough time so that you're ready to go. Same thing, ready to hit the ground running on that date and not mess around. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
And then, okay, so what's your next one?
So the next one is Magic Bands. Magic Bands typically ship about 30 days prior to check-in. So you need to make sure that they're customized. You've chosen your color. You've chosen what name you want on the inside at least 31 days in advance.
Okay. Yep, that's a good one. And then my one is actually backing up just a little bit, and that's checking in online. So this is not something that has to be done at 60 days, but you can do it then. I don't know what the cutoff for, how far in advance, or the max, what am I trying to say? Can you, is it a few days before, or the morning of, or?
Yeah, I think you can do online check-in up to three days before.
Okay.
I'm not positive.
Okay, so you can do it starting at 60 days and then up to that point.
Yep.
Yeah, and these days, it's a good idea to do online check-in, because you could have that cool new service where they intercept you when you arrive and give you the keys to your room and all that. Is there a name for that? I've already forgotten.
Direct-to-room check-in.
Thank you. Direct-to-room check-in.
It's still it's still in testing.
And I still haven't experienced it, so. But you have.
I have.
Last year, right?
Last time I was at French Quarter.
Okay, and what's your last date?
So my last one is the change or cancel date. Mm-hmm. So when do you, now you've booked this trip.
That's a big one. Yeah.
You're in, you're going, what is the last chance you have to change your mind? So it's different if you've booked a package that includes tickets versus if it's room only. So if you have booked a package that includes tickets, you have until, they say it's 45 days prior. It's really kind of 46 days prior, so you need to have changed, or canceled by 45 days prior,
right,
for packages.
Right.
Same thing with room only. It's 5 days prior. Mm-hmm. So really ideally 6 days prior for room only stays.
That's right. So this is not like staying at Motel 6 where you get to cancel by 6 p.m. that evening on check-in day. No. I think new people don't realize that because we're so used to that. You can, you know, you can cancel, you know, on the day. No, you there's definitely cutoff dates, so you don't want to miss those.
Yes. Don't you lose, you know, with packages, it's a little more severe. Right. If you cancel less than 45 days prior, you lose your $200 deposit. If you cancel the same day, you lose the entire amount of your vacation.
Yeah. It's like a super big bummer. And of course, that's where, you know, trip insurance comes in because presumably you're canceling because something happened, right? Because
something happened. Exactly. Right. Yep. Exactly. That's something to keep in mind. Do you want to risk $200 or do you want to risk $2,000?
I know, really. All right. And then, so my last date is to make sure you've ordered Disney's Memory Maker by at least 3 days before your trip. Because while you can get it while you're there, you will save like $30 if you do it at least 3 days in advance. So, and you know, $30, I mean, that's like, you know, that's like a whole handful of Mickey bars. So
that's right.
You don't want to waste that.
Yeah. That's counter service lunch for us.
Right, that is. It totally is. Yeah, so I think that's a great list. We should put that online somewhere.
We probably should.
Yeah. I should totally do that. I should make a blog post with all these because this is good to know. Even I forget. Even though all these dates, you know, I don't know. It's numbers and stuff. So that's not really my thing.
And you know, we should say, do you have to, you know, will the world come crumbling down?
Right. Yeah, it's a good point.
Don't book dining 180 days in
No.
advance? No.
Goodness, I don't ever do that.
No. To me, the most important thing is the change and cancel. When are you going to get in financial trouble?
Yes, that's the ones that I care about. Yeah. Those are my deadlines for things, you know. And of course, you know, if I want to reserve a room and I have it on like a hold, and now, you know, if I don't book it, then I might lose it by a certain date. That's also an important date for me, but that, you know, that varies based on what I'm booking. So, otherwise I don't know. It all just sort of works out for me. I'm actually really flexible in where I eat and what I do. So it's okay for me to like slide. But other people, you know, I'm totally cool. It's not if you want those things, then you just can. Besides, I think it's kind of fun for some people to be right there on that day, 180 days in advance. You know, I think it's part of the planning and the fun.
It's part of the process. Part of the fun.
Right, exactly. It's part of the excitement.
It can be a little overwhelming, but it's, you know, it's really, we're only talking about sort of a handful of dates. Like if you plan more than 6 months in advance, we're talking about, you know, 2 or 3 dates that you have to keep in mind. Exactly. You know, this isn't sort of a continual ongoing, you're working on your Disney trip every day.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Mm-mm. It's not like that.
So. Right. I mean, some people do. We have 4 listeners celebrating something this week. Member ELMB 1972 says, my youngest child will be graduating high school. I loved being a room parent, volunteering in the library, and helping out whenever I could during his school years. But I am ready to begin this new chapter in both of our lives. Hats off to Jacob. And that
congratulations.
Is on May 20th. Yay.
Yay.
That's a big deal, graduating high school.
Yeah. She said volunteering in the library, and it's so funny because it's book fair week at my son's school.
Is it?
So, yeah, I feel your pain. I remember.
Yeah. I don't volunteer in the library, but yeah, whatever. We have iCompute today, so I was actually working on that before.
Yep.
The big competition is coming up in a week, so it's crunch time.
Yep.
And member Diz Reward says, we will be celebrating our anniversary on the 28th, but we'll be leaving for the world this Thursday, the 21st. That's exciting. Yay. Happy anniversary. And she says, thank you for a wonderful podcast. P.S. Passporter was my first guidebook ever.
Yay. That's fun. I wonder what anniversary it is. I wonder if it's like the first anniversary or like the 10th anniversary. I don't know.
You should let us know. And member Taylin 1 says, my husband and I both turned 50 this year. Well, I like to say I am still 29. And our son turns 12 in April. We are also celebrating our 15th wedding anniversary this year as well. We are celebrating at Disney World at the end of May, beginning of June for 2.5 weeks of fun.
Ooh, nice.
Nice, yes. And she has a comment that says, I love your podcast and all the tips and knowledge that you pass on to us listeners. You are welcome. And member The UV74 says, we are headed to Walt Disney World to celebrate my birthday and my daughter's 8th grade graduation. We will be spending 8 days at All Star Sports on May 23rd. Congratulations on graduating, getting to high school. Yay.
All kinds of cool stuff.
I know.
So last week we got to do, we announced the trip. Yeah. And we dropped really big hints about her videotaping it.
That's right. And she totally took a video of it. That's right. And she posted it on our podcast Facebook page.
Oh my God, it was the best thing ever.
It totally made my day. Those kids were so excited. And it was so cool because I could hear my voice in the video. Yes. And then these kids, I don't know, were listening to me talk.
Well, and I love the look on her son's face when all of a sudden, like you said, like the family name, and he looks up and is like, did you just say Young Family? Yeah. And there's this awesome. Like, it was, oh, it was so good.
It was. Thank you so much for sharing that video with us. That was really cool.
If you want to check it out, you can check it out on our Facebook page, Disney Every Week with the Passporter Moms.
Yes. Awesome. And this week's Passporter Contest listener winner is Jean Tim. So if you're listening, Jean Tim, send an email to podcast@passporter.com to claim your gift certificate. Well, there we go. So do we have plans for next week yet?
We do, yes. Jennifer Bright Reich from the Mommy MD Guides is going to be, you know, she works with Celebrations Magazine. Yep. She's also on the Mommy MD Guides, and so she's going to be joining us.
Excellent. She was on the podcast last year, I think, and that was very helpful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So she's going to be, specifically, she's going to be talking about how to go to Walt Disney World without completely sort of wrecking your diet or going completely crazy.
That's excellent. That's great. Because, you know, that stability is really good for kids. Well, actually, it's good for all of us, but it's great for kids. Great. I look forward to that. Well, that's our show, folks. Thank you for listening. Join us next week for more news, answers, and a special guest to listen to our podcast at passporter.com/podcast. And thank you so much to our show sponsor, All Ears Net. You can support our show by also supporting them. Talk to you next week.